there and the thing was being done. But of course, it would be also good for it to be quite to be shared equally and fairly, so that people are able to see the benefits according to the needs of that particular constituency. We'll leave it here for now. It's 8 hours. We do have the main news bulletin at 8, coming up next with Lusuriel Gondwe.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
ANZ commends CDF increment but raises concern over implementation. CSS Sun says 400 kwacha monthly social cash transfer allocation is insufficient for survival. 4 killed in shooting and arson attack at Mormon Church in Michigan. The news and the civil law country. The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, says while it is commendable that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has been increased from 36.1 million kwacha to 40 million kwacha in the proposed 2026 national budget, its effective implementation remains concerning. In an interview with Phoenix News, the EAZ National Secretary, Nicholas Mainza, says the Ministry of Local Government and other nine parastatals must establish strict evaluation and monitoring mechanisms before implementing the increased allocation to ensure effectiveness. Dr. Mainza also suggests that the CDF should be expanded to cater to other economic areas such as agriculture and livestock to ensure that its benefits align with citizen needs.
It was very pleasing to hear that actually the economic sectors, like number one, the agriculture sector, coupled together with the livestock sector, have received a very good allocation, close to about 16.5 billion. And this is an economic sector that we've been calling for, to say we need to see more of growth in this sector. Why? There's a lot when it comes to structuring and bringing investment to grow the agriculture industry, manufacturing industry, so that the raw materials that we produce, we do not export them in that state.
Meanwhile, the independent Bonamkubwa Member of Parliament, Warren Mwambazi, says his need to cautiously allocate funds to the country's national budget without reactive motives in order to address the challenges. Mr. Mwambazi says it is appalling that CDF has seen an increase when the funds are ultimately untimely and inadequately disbursed in most cases. He adds that not all the funds were made available and local authorities are still grappling with finances.
What is important to ensure that CDF is adequately funded? There can be pronouncements of increment, but if it's not adequately funded and timely funded, you're in arrears, then it messes up the good program of CDF, which is a very, very good program. But I think what we would urge the executive is to ensure that it's adequately funded. Same with cash forward. These are good programs. But if so much behind, 2-3 months behind, then you're propagating it and then you're pushing, it's not good. But all in all, I think what we are urging the government is to ensure that they also fund these programs, not only mere pronouncements to say we've increased from 36 to 40, from so much to 1.2 billion, this much to this much, but it should culminate in adequate funding.
The civil society organization Scaling Up Nutrition, CSO Sun, says beneficiaries of the social cash transfer program are far from meeting their basic nutrition needs, as the monthly allocation of 400 kwacha is too little for families to survive on. citing the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, monthly food basket of more than 10,000 kwacha for a family of five living in Lusaka. The CSO Sun Country Coordinator, Daniel Kalala, says what families are experiencing is mere survival and nowhere near adequate nutrition, but has backed the need to keep adding more households to the program, especially in the wake of the recent drought, among other economic challenges. According to government, beneficiaries on the social cash transfer program have increased from around 800,000 in 2021 to over 1.5 million this year, with the latest 250,000 added in 2025. Mr. Kalala tells Phoenix News that some beneficiaries should also be trained on how to use the support sustainably so that the cash transfer brings longer-term benefits and for the amount to be increased to as much as national resources can allow. He has further warned that with the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT's data showing 48% of the population living in abject poverty and child poverty, especially high in the rural areas, national development will remain out of reach unless poverty and nutrition are addressed.
The JCTR Basic Food Basket publication, it indirectly tells us what a family needs to survive for the different locations across the country. So when you look at the very recent ones, definitely a family of five needs more than 10,000 kwacha to survive. So now we are talking about a social cash transfer of 400 kwacha a month. That already tells us that we are far from achieving the required nutrition levels for households that have no other source of income. So basically it's a good program. We've increased the coverage.
Nangoma Member of Parliament Colin Sensofo says despite government gains in curbing illegal mining in the country, the situation in his constituency remains worrying. While acknowledging a recent reduction in fatalities, Mr. Sensofo has warned that illegal mining continues to claim lives and damage the environment, with much of these activities taking place undercover. He has told Phoenix News that although government is making efforts to formalize artisanal mining, including the push for cooperatives and the issuance of licenses accompanied by training from the Mine Safety Department, most of the constituents seem adamant and are perpetuating the illegality. Mr. Nzovu has since called for continued enforcement, expanded safety training for artisanal miners, and stronger local engagement to ensure licensed cooperatives operate safely and illegal operations are dismantled. Recently, over 3,000 cooperatives in the artisanal and small-scale mining sector had been formed awaiting license issuance, out of which 1,000 cooperatives had already been licensed after undergoing a vetting process.
The number of deaths we are recording in the mining sector in Angoma is reducing. It hasn't stopped. As a member of parliament, I'm still concerned. It's our people who are doing illegal mining and those who are supporting illegal mining. And most of this illegal mining is done under the cover of darkness. It's dangerous. We have seen A4 on our people leading to a lot of death. So our people must understand that they are putting their lives at risk by engaging in illegal mining. So we are encouraging illegal mining. Illegal mining is also spoiling our environment.
The Informal Economic Consortium of Zambia has called on local authorities to reduce council rates to alleviate the burden on business entities. The consortium coordinator, Aston Sakala, argues that the current charges are unsustainable, especially with the added pressure of prolonged load shedding, which has increased the cost of doing business in the country. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakala notes that charges such as business levies, health permits and fire certificates need to be made more affordable for the informal economy to thrive. He has backed recent calls by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to revise the current rates, believing that a downward adjustment will provide relief for business owners and enable them to contribute meaningfully to the national economy.
looking at what is happening right up now, whereby our people have been affected with load shedding, the cost of doing business is so high, and if the councils also